Welcome to It Figures, the toy and action figure podcast on itfigurespodcast.com, part of the Pop Culture Network. I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Lord Killer.
I'm Stina.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are not.
Not me.
Is that the proper way to say that?
That is Rick in disguise.
What? Oh.
That hurt, actually.
Well, that's
many
that's
levels.
His new nickname.
My name. Uncle is named Rick.
Dirty
that's
Rick.
Offensive.
My Dirty uncle's Rick. Named Rick, too.
Which...
Which,
so, and that's offensive bogus. Too, though. Is that offensive to Rick or to you?
I think to both of us.
I think it's offensive.
Unfair and uncalled for.
It's uncle offensive.
What is going on? Okay. All right. Well, we would like to welcome everybody to episode 130 of the It Figures podcast. If you're new to the show, basically what we do is we talk about the latest toy news. We take some time to discuss topics and answer forum questions, and we just have a good time and make random jokes about people's uncles, apparently. So that's what we do here on this show.
Hey, put a lid on your soda. You're going to spill it.
That is proven to happen, yes. And then every episode, Christina has to peel a label off of a bottle and make a bunch of noise.
Well, right in front of the microphone.
I saw you had it open and you're flailing your arms like
sorry.
This.
I'm sorry. I don't know why. I have to do it.
For those of you who are listening to the audio version of this podcast, we do have a video version that is also available, which you can find on the front page of popculturenetwork.com.
So upgrade, suckers!
Upgrade to the video version if you prefer. We also have an official YouTube channel at youtube.com/popculturenetwork, which we need more subscribers on. So please, everybody head over there and click that subscribe button and start liking all of our videos. That'll help us out a ton. Like them all. Give them thumbs ups.
No thumbs downs.
No thumbs downs.
Even if you hate it, even just, if it is like that new Toy Smell episode 93, just give it a thumbs up anyway.
Everybody gives thumbs ups.
Oh, and please remember, as we are talking about the story, there are links in the description so you can follow what we're talking about. So no, I'm not going to put pictures up. That's just too much work.
Dylan cannot be bothered with editing the video.
We have too much time. Hey, we have literally so many hours before this has to be up, so there's not much editing time.
Because
okay. Already converting the video takes about, I don't know, 5 hours. So
five whole hours. No, probably. It takes a long time to convert long videos like this. So I believe him.
It wouldn't take 5 hours, though.
Yeah, actually, it might.
I bet it would.
It sometimes takes 45 minutes for me to do an 8-minute
video. Oh, I was going to say maybe an hour and a half.
You got to remember that this show goes about an hour and 15 minutes every week.
That's true.
That takes a long time to convert.
But see, the fans tune out after about 35 to 45 minutes. So, I mean, really, you only have to encode that first part.
Once they realize that this show isn't always about toys. Wait, what are they talking about now? Who's bandages? Okay, I'm out of here.
What does Uncle do?
All right.
Let's not talk about that no more.
Okay. We won't talk about that no more. Instead, we'll get into some of this week's toy news.
Wait. First, let's talk about how Scotty Cash and Ding Dong Rick aren't here.
Yeah. Obviously.
Well, is it very surprising that one of them is not here?
Actually, I thought Scotty was going to be here tonight.
Scotty has comics. I'm surprised he's not here.
Yeah, he told me he was going to be here, and then we didn't even get a text message or a phone call or anything. He's just not here.
So hopefully
he's okay. But I do also know that he's probably not going to be here for several weeks after this.
Mm-hmm.
Why? His wife is taking classes now, and the classes are on Tuesdays, so he has to stay home with his daughters on Tuesdays.
Likely.
For like the next, I think he said month or so, maybe even longer.
I
so
would say that's probably longer than
this.
A month.
That might actually, last week might be the last you ever see of Scotty Cash. He's never coming back.
I want to start the rumor that the reason that Scotty Cash is not here is also the same reason that Rick is not here.
Okay, so, and what's
draw your own conclusions.
No, you said you wanted to start the rumor, so what's the rumor?
Well, they're obviously gone together.
Okay.
Oh, gotcha.
Why?
Oh. Why? No, I need more explanation. Well, Rick's been, I don't understand.
Rick's been kind of sad and lonely lately.
Oh, God.
Scotty's always on the chase.
So, Scotty's wife is
so
a classes.
They're out adopting a puppy?
Classes?
Adopting
hey,
a puppy.
Draw the map. Okay, there's a flow chart going on here.
Well, we know Rick is taxidermy, lonely. So...
Scott is aggressively on the hunt.
Oh,
I don't know.
God.
I bet they're not getting missing
no,
together.
We're not picturing this. Oh, let's go
nah,
on.
No, they're not buying a puppy, because Rick seems much more like a cat person to me. So they're definitely not buying a kitten.
Or a small dog that is the size of a cat.
Like a Pomeranian.
Like a Chihuahua.
Yeah, a chihuahua. Like a wiener dog?
Yeah.
Pomeranian.
Which he does have, by the way.
What?
He has a little chihuahua.
He has a little chihuahua?
Rick does?
Yeah.
Oh. Does he put sweaters on it and carry it in his purse?
Does he bring it Taco Bell?
It's really tiny and it shakes, you know, when it's just
actually, Taco Bell. If he has the Taco Bell dog, that's kind of cool.
They had toys of it, so that's how it ties back into toys.
I remember.
They had Taco Bell dogs.
I actually had one of the plushes that talked. Yo quiero Taco Bell.
They made those?
They sold them at Taco Bell.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, totally. Ah, those were the days. Those were the days.
Spuds McKenzie.
Spud, I remember Spuds McKenzie, too.
He likes the party.
He does like the party.
Dude, I had a t-shirt for Spuds McKenzie. I was like 9. Yeah. Running around like I love beer.
Yeah, I know, right?
When you were 9?
And it's a wonder they can't do that kind of stuff anymore.
Well, I think he got a job at Target. He's a Target dog now.
Oh, he is the Target dog. He's got it's red on his face now. Yeah. Amazing.
Well, it's good to know he can find work.
Yeah.
Tough economy, man.
All right.
Nothing for Bette Midler, but that dog's got a job.
Oh, sick burn on Bette Midler.
You had it coming, Bette. You know it. Don't act like you don't know.
Stop putting out those crappy CDs. All right.
All right. First toy news topic for the week. Just a follow-up with last week's reveal of the final G.I. Joe figure for the new subscription. They have started revealing the cardback artwork for all of the figures, so that is now available through the G.I. Joe Collectors Club, which is just GIJoeClub.com is where they're releasing all the information from. So it's basically all of the figures are going to come on 25th anniversary style card backs, which is probably a good thing, because that seems to be the most preferred style for the G.I. Joe fans. So the artwork, I mean, it looks pretty good. It looks like it fits right in line with the classic 25th stuff.
Well, most of them look like other artwork that they just kind of repainted and customized with their
I'm kind of wondering if they like commissioned somebody to do
go up a little bit like that totally who is that Quarrel?
That's Quarrel.
I mean that's totally, you know, the Scarlet that they just like, repainted with
like
her,
the figure, yeah, which is just like the figure,
right?
Yeah, yeah. So I wonder if they actually got stuff like
who's that?
That is blah, 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 Claw.
Iron Claw.
Yeah,
pictures always the UK way better than toys.
Well, I mean, that's kind of how it
is. No, it's not how it is.
That's how it always has been with G.I. Joe.
You ever seen
I'd
that
say.
Crappy He-Man art? Oh, no.
Wait a minute. You must be referring to the current He-Man art, which, yes, is crappy.
Wow. That hurts whoever.
Oh, sick burn!
Yeah!
Take that, Bette Midler. We know it was you.
Don't act like you didn't know you had it coming.
Drawing He-Man is all squiggly.
All squiggly-like. All right. Next up, the Four Horsemen have released images of the final fully painted versions of the Infinity Edition of Series 3 and 4 of the Outer Spaceman figures.
What's the Infinity Edition?
That's what they call their, like, fully painted versions of
is
the
there,
figures.
Like, a Hyundai Edition and a Sonata Edition?
No, just Infinity. We stop right there.
There is, yeah.
Kia edition.
Not yet.
Oh, that's yeah. Next. Oh, spoiler. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I forgot it. I don't even have
the alpha phase or the beta phase. The beta phase is the one.
I'm missing. I don't know what
you got. Is. Alpha phase was at San Diego. Beta phase was in New York.
I'm missing the beta.
You're missing the beta phase. Yeah. I think you can still get it through their store.
Yay.
Storehorseman.com. But yeah, the carded images are up. They just got their first samples in, and they look awesome. So I can't wait. These are on pre-order right now, actually, at storehorseman.com, and I am stoked for these. I just really like
them. And what makes them different?
They're fully painted. Yes. The only versions of these that have been out so far were the...
Like the translucent.
The translucent, really bright, colorful ones. Yeah, so these are the ones that are, like, fully painted. I hate how the pictures, like, don't have a scroll bar. Yeah, they're the fully painted versions that are actually modeled on the original vintage toys. So They look a lot nicer, and they're in those really cool card backs that are also modeled after the vintage card backs, but they're like the resealable kind, so you can just slide the card back off, take the figure out, and put them back in if you want to, which I love. I don't want to. I wish, yeah, you'll keep yours in the box. Are you going to grade yours like you did the last set?
Yep. Well, I got to now.
Just because you got the other ones? This is, I think Alpha 7's my favorite. Hmm. He's awesome looking. He's just like this little tiny Martian guy.
That reminds me of like...
he's really cool.
It was a commercial for like Nestle Quick or something where like the alien came down from outer space. Do you remember that?
I think I do remember that.
I vaguely recall this commercial, but it totally looked like that thing.
It's funny that, yeah, this thing reminded you of Nestle Quick.
Oh, and look, he's standing on a Tron disc.
Yes.
Oh, well, he kind of reminds me of Ovaltine. But we'll go with
Ovaltine.
It's chocolatey.
So you're an Ovaltine kid.
You know what's cool
now
about
you know
that?
What happened to him.
That picture of him sitting in that saucer right there. When I was at PowerCon talking to Cornboy, because they had like a poster up with all these pictures on it, and he was telling me that like Mel Burncrat, who's the guy that created the Outer Spaceman originally back in the 70s, because they're working with him on these new figures, he took all these pictures of their figures and like photoshopped them to make them look all nice and fancy like the original card art, and he was just going on and on about how impressed he was with this guy's work, because this guy's like 80 something years old and he's able to do this kind of work on a computer. And he was saying that this picture right here, all they did is they had like a styrofoam cup that they sat Alpha 7 on top of and shined some lights on him, and they took the picture and
he photoshopped the rest of it?
Yep, and he did all of that based off of that.
That's really cool.
And so he just kept going, it's a freaking cup! He's sitting on a cup and it looks like that! Like, he was so impressed with it. It was hilarious. So I thought that was
really never cool. Underestimate the power of old men.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. I like a Electron. He totally... I just like the...
full image.
Full image.
That's nice.
Thanks, website.
Just hit F5. Hit F5. There you
Boom!
Go.
I like the just that retro sci-fi look, especially of this one. He totally gives that off.
Are his eyes crossed?
No, they're actually like... There's like a little line
going
across.
No, they are Space Mutiny.
Oh, they're Space...
Space Mutiny!
Space Mutiny!
I really like his staff with the electronic... arcs of electricity coming through. That's cool.
These are so cool. I'm excited for these. So definitely go check these out, fourhorsemen.biz, and you can place your pre-order now at storehorseman.com.
And I will be.
Definitely. And I'm sure they will go quick because the other ones did. All right, so just like the last like 3 weeks of this show now, we have more Thundercats news from Bandai, which you actually already covered.
Yeah, I talked about these already, so
yeah,
move on.
You covered these on
just go ahead.
The news desk, but we're going to talk about them here because we haven't talked about them yet.
Don't forget to check out the news desk every Saturday on thatnewtoysmall.com.
That's right. Definitely check out the news desk. First, before we even talk about these, I want to go back to the stuff we talked about last week, because we talked about the new 4-inch Lion-O and Panthro, and we sat here and we kind of complained about already being variants in the line, and we made a bunch of jokes about
funky
how,
armor.
Yeah, because it was like a Panthro that had metal arms all the way up to like his biceps, and then a Lion-O that had like the claw glove that went all the way up his arm, and we were like, great, now we're gonna get Smashblade Lion-O and Disco Panthro, and we made a bunch of jokes like
Disco
that.
Panthro. I totally buy that.
Oh, I know. Absolutely.
I mean, that's great news.
So then I watched the
episode.
Mid-season finale of Thundercats on Friday, and I have to say that now those figures make complete sense. And, in fact, that Panthro figure is a bit of a spoiler for stuff that hasn't even happened yet. But you can, but now you know is going to happen.
Although I think it's awesome.
I don't even know if I want to spoil it.
Why is Thundercats doing a mid-season finale?
I don't, like, actually I don't know if it was the season finale or a mid-season finale, because everything I read was calling it the season finale of Thundercats. But then I just read online today that it's coming back in, like, January. So I was like, well, maybe it was just, like, they're taking a break or something. So
like a short break.
Well, I mean, maybe they just did a short season to see how well it would do.
That could be. And they did. It did get picked up for, like, a ridiculous amount of episodes.
8 years or something.
Yeah, something crazy. So it's going to be around for a while.
I guess that there's no need for people to watch TV during Christmas time.
I know. Every show, like, goes on a break during Christmas. I hate that. Because Walking Dead doesn't come back till February.
Amazing.
Makes me want to pull my hair out.
Everything doesn't come back till February.
Hey, speaking of Walking Dead, amazing.
And we can't talk about it because Dirt hasn't seen
it. Shut up!
So, yeah, but yes, it was amazing. It was definitely amazing.
Why don't you step outside for a little bit?
We need to have a Walking Dead podcast now. So anyway,
I guess we should kind of talk about the new toys that we started to discuss about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, so Bandai sent out these new images, again, of more figures coming out in 2012. They released images of a new deluxe figure, which they're calling, I guess it's a basic vehicle, which is Tigus.
I think.
And then he's got this, like, flying contraption. Now, Tigus is from the episode where Lion-O, like, got sucked into the Book of Omens and kind of had this vision of his ancestor. And, like, it was during a time when Mumra was ruling over the cats. Like, the cat people were all working for him. And Tigus was one of Mumra's soldiers. This is the same episode that had, like, Monstar in it and the tiger sharks and everything. So I thought it was kind of interesting that they decided to make an action figure off this one guy who was briefly in the episode that was,
but maybe,
like,
he's coming back.
Like, yeah, it makes me wonder. They very well could be, considering they, you know, they totally did that to us with that Panthro figure. Right? Yeah. I was like, why'd they make this? And now I know why they made it, so could be the same thing with this. He's coming
but
back.
But the figure itself looks like the standard figure. Not as fully articulated.
Yeah, he doesn't have as
much hips, but otherwise he's got the knees and the elbows, which on the other vehicles that came out, you know, they would just
the tiger cycles.
Yeah,
it's just like the thunder cycles. It's just like the lion and the tiger with those, where they had much more basic articulation. It's kind of lame.
He's wearing the bush armor from the 90s Valiant comics.
What? Wow! What a reference!
But that also ties into Rai and the Future Force. But
that's
regardless.
True. That's cool.
But his little thing, his little, like, jetpack wing craft kind of looks like a bird thing. It does the whole Thunder Lynx. So you can take a magnet and hold it up to it if you don't actually have a figure and pretend that you have a figure there and make noise.
Does it light up? Is that what it said it does?
It lights up and makes sounds, I think it said.
But where are we going to get a
magnet? Oh, you just shut the whole thing down.
I shut it down.
Where are we going to get a magnet at?
Right. They don't make those in this
the
country.
The magnet store. Duh.
They do have those in the mall.
It's right next to the scooter store.
So the other things that they release images of.
That's a weird-looking kid.
Poor kid.
Well, at least he's not sad-looking like the other kid was when they first revealed stuff.
He looks like a 20-year-old woman.
What?
That's confused gender-wise.
Are you?
He's the biggest fan of this show, and you just crushed it.
He could be even fake, for all I know. He could be a computer-generated.
So anyway, yes, new roleplay items for anybody wondering what we're talking about here. It's a new deluxe claw glove, the gauntlet, which is much better looking than that other crappy thing
that's actually
out right
fits.
Now.
Yeah, like, you can actually wear it, as opposed to the other one that was like this long.
Right.
You know,
it's a little bitty thing that just strapped to the top of your hand. This one actually looks like you put it on, your fingers go into
his fingers are in the thing.
The claws, so that's kind of cool looking. But what I'm more excited about
is that the dagger snaps into it?
Well, the dagger snaps into it, which is cool, but I'm moving on to...
Oh, the other item.
The other item that they revealed.
The biggest toy hazard of 2012 is coming in the form of nunchucks.
Panthro's nunchucks! I was so excited. Okay, when I was a kid, I always wanted a pair of Panthro nunchucks. I never had them, but I always thought his weapon was so cool looking in the show. So
you didn't want Michelangelo nunchucks? You wanted
no, these
nunchucks?
Are way cooler looking than Michelangelo
nunchucks. Oh,
yeah, because
you totally
nunchucks.
Get slapped in the face.
Well, he would also, like,
pause.
He would throw it, and you get, like, 2 miles of chain coming out when you attach
them
or something.
The chain extended and stuff. Yeah, I just think they're really cool.
Yeah, so there's no chain. It's just a silver painted cord.
Well, it looks like they might extend with the buttons.
No, that's the sounds.
I bet it makes noises.
It sounds. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I bet it.
I hope it does extend. If that thing extends, I'm just going to be like, I'm just going to hit all kinds of crazy
There's
things.
More to me than you think.
Yeah, I hope it has the Wolverine voice chip in it for no reason. I'm Wolverine. What?
Well, that's what happened to you in the Thundercats universe.
Mattel's always recycling.
Hey, look, this kid, he's hard, dude. Yeah, what?
He's like, I got nunchucks. What do you got? Nothing? That's what I thought. Nothing.
He's like, oh, I'm a 20-year-old woman, huh? Punk?
You brought a nothing to a nunchuck fight.
He looks like, for you guys who watch Sons of Anarchy, he looks like the main character's son.
Maybe it is.
Maybe that's what they were going for.
Jax.
Pacific? Jax.
That's his name. For all you SOA fans out there.
Okay.
Both of you.
This is actually the world's biggest Thundercats fan. He would not be on a show like Sons of anarchy or whatever that crap is.
Look, you made him sad.
Look, dude. Yeah, look, he's upset.
Hey, first of all, SOA is a great show.
I've never actually seen
I'm sure.
I've
never seen whatever.
Deal with it.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, you're holding them backwards, bro.
He's holding it how he wants.
There's only three fingers and a thumb.
That chain looks awfully short, actually.
Well, that way you can't really get good leverage on it when you're whacking somebody with it. Because otherwise, you'd have 9,000 kids going, "Ow! Ow! Ow!"
You don't think that's going to happen?
I am so.
It won't be that bad.
I am buying those. I don't even care.
They'll totally fight with those.
I am more excited about those.
We're going to do Nunchuck Fight Club.
Yeah, I am more excited about those than any of the figures that they've shown off. I got to be honest. I am buying.
Taking a shot of tequila. Let's go. Round three.
Yeah! Drunken Panther Nunchuck Fights. I can't wait to have those.
That's going
to
be like a 20 episode series on Pop Culture Network.
If you look at them, it looks like it's a hard plastic, and that just doesn't. I don't. Like this should be right.
I think it is a softer plastic. I think they said that in the press release.
I think it's like Hulk hands.
Yeah, I think it's like the Hulk hands.
It's just
like
very it's glossy. Be, yeah.
But it does look really, does look really
like,
plastic.
Like a hard acrylic. Yeah. Like you're going to totally shatter somebody's head.
You just knock your teeth out when you're swinging around. Mm. Amazing.
What are you going to do to my poor cat with those?
Oh, I didn't even think about that till just now.
Oh, good.
But now it's going
but
down.
Now it's on.
My poor cat.
I already keep trying to call her. Like, you know, with the
on the phone, she doesn't answer.
I know, she's a jerk.
She just sits there and paws the receiver, can't pick it up.
Because I'm always like, you know, Thundercats, ho! And then she just looks at me stupid, and I'm like, that's your call, cat! Follow me into battle! And then she licks herself. It's weird.
Why are you so disrespectful to your cat? Can't call her by your name?
Cat!
And then you're talking about, like, a beater with nunchucks.
You have no proper noun, cat!
That is her name.
It cat. Is not.
Not a friend of PETA. Not a friend.
Well, yeah, dude. They
I like pitas with hummus.
Pita bread.
Pitas and hummus.
I love pita bread.
Nope. I fully support pita and hummus.
Cool.
Hey, so you like hummus?
I've never had
salty
hummus.
Bean curd.
I've never heard. Yeah. I never heard Dirk go. You don't like something because he likes everything, right? So it's never
he
been
likes,
like
except Avatar.
I would like to tell him that.
Do what now?
You like spinach artichoke?
I do like spinach artichoke.
I'm talking about food-wise. He likes everything.
Everything.
You make I don't like me onions. Hungry.
What?
I don't like onions.
You would eat
onions. There you go. I don't like onions.
He would eat onions.
What about mushrooms?
It depends.
Mushrooms are
there
gross.
There is no depends. You either like them or you don't.
Hey, you remember
well,
that
no,
time?
I can eat them, but I don't like them.
Do you remember that time we were at Shakey's Buffet?
Yes.
No,
you weren't there.
I know.
And, you just ate all that nasty stuff.
We played What Won't Dirt Eat?
Yeah.
And they just had a bowl and they kept adding ketchup and ice cream and mustard.
It was leftovers off of people's plates of food and ice cream, and like condiments. They just put it.
Salt and pepper.
We put it in this bowl and Doug ate it. Dirt ate it.
Yeah, but I got like $7 for eating it. Everybody kept throwing dollars on the table. It hit $7. That's my magic number.
It was. I was going to throw up, dude. It was awful.
Didn't you eat like 3 day old tacos?
No, it was only an 8 hour old taco. It was not 3 days old.
That was at the
it was at like our third wrestling show.
That was a long time ago, but that was funny too. Is anyone gonna eat these? Oh, go. I was like, oh.
Now I go to Scott. I'm like, hey, you gonna eat that? And he's like, no, I'm not. I go, can I eat it? He's like, yeah, knock yourself out. I'm like, okay, thanks. And I eat it, and he just gives me this look like, bro, that's like 8 hours old. I'm like, yeah, you call me bro. I'm still eating it.
So. Amazing. Dirt will eat anything.
And it wasn't bad, really. I mean,
Dirt will eat
it's
anything.
Taco Bell. It's got so many preservatives, it probably would be good for 3 weeks.
Oh.
Probably.
Makes me want to go out and eat Taco Bell.
It does, actually. I think I'm going to go.
I'm going to do that tonight.
Well, that's a stunning endorsement for a 59-cent Taco Bell. I haven't heard one.
Taco Bell, still good after 8 hours.
After 8 hours. In a car, right? Because there was still
he
car
was
all day.
In his car.
Please let me know it was like
he brought
winter,
him in.
Right?
No, I don't think so.
No, actually it was like August.
It would have been
summer.
But
they were nice
summer.
And warm.
Because he left him in his car all day, and then he used him for one spot in the show. And then when the spot was over, he brought him backstage, and Dirt was like, I'm going to eat those.
No, there's only one left. I only ate one. There was only one left. Because the other one got destroyed on the canvas.
I prefer when we use the terms those, because it sounds more disgusting. You eat like four of them. It's gross.
Eight tacos. One for every hour that they sat in the car.
And a chimichanga.
And nachos.
And cinnamon twists, which were fine, because those were okay. Right
now. No, those were gross, man. Cinnamon twists after a half hour, those are disgusting, man. Uh-uh. Dude, I'll eat fries, but it's sitting out for 2 days.
That's
so.
Whatever. That's
One time I ate a slice of pizza from a pizza that had been sitting out since the day before, and I got food poisoning.
Yeah, I did. I told you not to eat it, too.
It was bad.
One time, Rick ate a normal food, and he got sick for every day. Because that's how he is.
What?
One time Rick ate a normal food.
He is allergic to everything.
Jeez.
Like work and daylight.
Sick Rick.
Sick Rick.
Oh, yeah. Is that his new name?
That's what somebody suggested it last week that we should call him Sick Rick.
Yes. Booked. Yes.
Booked. It's been booked. Awesome.
Soon he's just going to be dead.
Hey, if he shows up, he can defend himself and put this right. But right now, this ship's off course.
No, I don't know. We might have to start calling him Scotty's Rick.
Oh.
The plot thickens.
And on that note, why don't we go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we will dive into the fan corner.
That's scary.
Leaving the scene of a crime. Luckily, he's got on the Dick Tracy two-way wristwatch, the best way to keep in touch with headquarters. The transmit button activates the voice monitoring light, and the built-in working watch keeps super accurate time. Will Dick Tracy get there, or will Itchy and Flattop get away? Find out next time.
Dick Tracy, Vickers vehicles and watch each sold separately from Plymouth.
Spike!
And now, Spike, will you see how He-Man lights your... Ow!
Skeletor, Spikor, and He-Man figures each sold separately.
Spikor!
No one can stop the spike-studded armor of the mighty Spikor!
He-Man.
Not even me, you muscle-bound porcupine! Not even you, He-Man!
Spikor is new from the Masters of the Universe collection. Other action figures each sold separately. From Mattel.
Alright guys, welcome back from the break. Alright, let's jump into this week's Fan Corner. First up, we have a message from Gundam Warrior, and I'm going to tell you right now, I am not going to read this entire thing.
It's like 3 pages long.
But what I want to do is give him props, because last week we talked about how there's so much Gundam that we don't even know where to begin with it, because somebody had asked us what our favorite Gundam
was. What Gundam is? I wasn't here.
Huh?
What's Gundam?
Well, since you don't know what Gundam is, you should read Gundam Warrior's post on the forums, because he has put together a nice piece of history.
Okay.
Which probably took him like 3 hours.
Where he explains all kinds, you know, he explains the two different continuities of Gundam and goes into detail, and it's very, very cool, and it's good reading for anybody that's interested.
So I will say.
Can you give him like a little bit of just what it is?
Giant robots that people get in and then they like fight and stuff.
So it's like Voltron?
It's not Voltron. It's different.
But I will say that Gundam Wing is the one series that I did follow, and he mentions it in there, says that's a good one to watch, and I agree.
So is it just kind of like a type of a cartoon?
Well, it's a series. It's okay. A Japanese anime.
Okay.
It's one of the earlier ones that inspired a lot of the ones that came after, and it went on for a long, long, long time. In fact, they might still be doing it.
I'll read that later.
And they made lots of toys and
video games,
model kits.
It's on the mandatory anime list for all you.
Yeah.
It's after Akira, but it's before you get to Steam Boy.
Ninja Scroll.
I'll have to read that later. Yeah.
So if any of you guys are interested
what's the
in
book
reading...
about the people die when the... Death Note.
Death Note.
Death Note.
And Van Helsing. Vampire Hunter D. Those would be the main staples.
Killen loves his anime.
He used to. Not time anymore. I don't know what's out there.
So if any of you guys are interested in reading up on some Gundam, you can check out Gundam Warrior's post. It's in the fan corner for episode 130 thread on the Pop Culture Network forums. So check it out.
It's the first one.
Now, he does talk about toys, though, at some point.
He does, yes. So he's got some stuff on here. So he says, I wanted to give my thoughts on my collecting choices for next year. Because last week we kind of all discussed the things that we're planning to buy next year and invest money into. So we've actually got a couple posts concerning that. So, his number one is Masters of the Universe Classics. He's got the subscription, and he loves the line the most, even if it's characters he's never heard of. He says, I love the variety of this toy line, let alone anything, given Masters of the Universe and He-Man a new life. Number two is Transformers Generations. I'm not sure if this line will continue in 2012. It seems to pop in and out every year. I love the modern updates to classic Autobots and Decepticons, and best of all, there is not a drop of Bayformer style in this line.
Yay!
Number three is the Thundercats 6-inch Classics. This line in the return of the brand has been a long time coming. I want to make sure this line doesn't go the way of Masters of the Universe 2000X. I know there are problems with a sudden switch from 8-inch to 6-inch figures and the non-painted pegs, but I'm just happy that Thundercats has returned to stores and TV. Number four is My Little Pony Friendship is Magic.
Brody boy.
He says, Dan is pretty much right in the fact that I love the show so
That's
much
a lie.
That I just want plastic incarnations of the characters. See? I was right. That's what I said.
Somehow you were still wrong on
that. Number five is Marvel Legends. He says, goodbye DC Universe Classics, make mine Marvel. I'm not a fan of Marvel Universe, and I'm finally happy to see that the Legends will be returning to its 6-inch glory. I agree that the first round of Hasbro's Legends sucked, but the last couple of Marvel Legends packs have impressed me, and I was very happy at the selection showed off at San Diego Comic-Con.
Wait a minute. He says, goodbye DC Universe Classics, make mine Marvel. I'm not a fan of Marvel Universe, but I'm happy to see the Legends return. Is that a typo?
He means the Marvel Universe 3¾-inch figures.
Oh, I thought he meant like the Marvel Universe characters. Versus DC Universe characters. No. I don't like Marvel, but I'm glad to see the Legends returning.
I want Marvel Legends like, DC what? Characters, please.
Is Marvel Universe going away?
I don't think so. I think they're going to run both lines together.
Which
so
is weird because I think they've pretty much made everything by now.
Oh, man, they've been cranking out characters from Universe. Yeah.
They haven't made Impossible Man, I don't think. And Paste Pot Pete. There's still no Paste Pot Pete.
As for things that he's just going to pick and choose on, he says NECA's movie lines. Right. Every year, NECA releases great movie toys, especially the horror franchises. Ghostbusters, he'll for sure be getting The Rookie and Dana, and he's crossing his fingers for a Janine. And then Monster High. He says, some of the dolls I like and some I don't, but these things continue to amaze me. Girl toys are kicking ass. I can't wait for Meowlady and Persephone to pack from Toys R Us.
Those are awesome.
And Christina is going to buy those, apparently.
But who are they from?
It's Monster High.
No, I know, but you know
slutty
how...
Slutty cat chicks.
Oh, you mean because they're all, the daughters of monsters?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
It's Catwoman?
Oh, the daughters of... Daughters of Halle
Wolfman.
Berry.
Well, if anybody knows, please let me know.
There you go. Yeah, I like that. That's a good combination.
He says he's not getting into Voltron or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or Star Wars and G.I. Joe. So...
You're out.
All right, we're going to move on to the next one from Chaotix, 12345. It says, season's greetings and happy Thanksgiving, guys, and most festive of gals. I guess that's you.
You're the most festive of gals?
Now that the Christmas season...
I need to come and, dress now, I guess, for the festive
maybe.
Season.
Like Miss Claus.
Now that the Christmas season has officially begun, I thought I would drop you a couple of holiday-related questions. Number one, what are some of the best gifts you have ever received for Christmas? I'm talking any year, not just your childhood. I hate trying to remember back to things I specifically got on Christmas. Does anybody have anything?
Well, Derek has paper jams. That was pretty awesome.
Paper jams! Yeah!
Actually, I would say probably the year I got the robotic R2-D2.
Oh.
That $100 one that responds to voice commands and everything. Because I wanted to buy it, and my wife told me it was stupid. It's a waste of money. Don't buy it. Because apparently she had already bought it.
She tricked you. I remember that.
And so she talked me out of it. And so then, of course, Christmas morning, my mom's like, well, did everybody get everything they want? And I'm like, yeah, it's been a good Christmas. Like, oh, there's one more gift! And then it was R2-D2.
Oh, they Red Ryder BB gun.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Nice.
So that was good.
What about you?
I love everything I get, but one year I got an American Girl doll and a Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo.
So you love everything you get?
I do.
Well, then you're getting an eight-hour-old taco.
Delicious.
I'll give it to
Maybe I'll get an 8-year-old taco. If
I would definitely say some of my best presents growing up when I was a kid was stuff like when I got the Super Nintendo, when I got the Nintendo 64.
Did you freak out like
I was that
kid?
Nintendo 64! That was me. Yeah, totally. Yeah. My Game Boy I got for Christmas.
So did I.
Yeah,
with
dude.
Zelda.
You got his Game Boy for your Christmas?
Yes, I did.
Weird.
Yep.
Those were always my most exciting things, especially growing up.
New my video sister games. Didn't even do anything for Christmas. We sat there and played Super Nintendo the whole time.
My favorite years when I got paid all cash.
Everybody
who bought me gifts got me all cash.
That would be amazing.
I was like, this is the most amazing Christmas ever because I'm going to buy everything I really want.
That is
you're the Rachel of Christmas, aren't
this
you?
This is the hooker and weed Christmas.
There's only one year. It just randomly happened. I was like, this is amazing. And then I got a lot of like pizza certificates, like Pizza Hut, Little Caesars.
Was that recently? Because I remember when you had
I get those every year.
Yeah, you had a ton of gift cards last year.
The eBay gift cards are always a win.
Indeed.
Because
then you get more Tron toys.
Yeah, you got an Amazon one last year. That was a good, too.
All right, next.
Next is, what are some of your favorite holiday television specials? I'm counting on Dan to pick the one where Skeletor embraces happy caroling and lets a robotic dog taste his face. Huh. Ah, yes. The He-Man and She-Ra Christmas special. That's always on my must-watch list every year. But my favorite holiday specials, I like a lot of the classics. I always watch Rudolph. I always watch Frosty. I always watch all the Rankin and Bass stuff. I love that stuff, so... Those are always on my list every year.
Mine's the Grinch.
Oh, yeah. We always have, and you're talking about the live-action Grinch, right?
And the cartoon one.
I was going to say.
Either one. I make him watch about three times.
Yeah, she makes us watch the Jim Carrey one.
I'm sorry.
All the time.
Black Christmas.
Black Christmas.
Actually, I do like to watch Black Christmas and Silent Night, Deadly Night, the first one. Once they get to like 3 and 4, it's terrible. But
during Christmas.
I am partial to Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas. And then,
What is that?
It's like a Fraggle Rock looking
it's a Muppets thing.
Okay. Otters in the small town and whatever. And then I always watch, there's a Millennium episode called Midnight of the Century that's always set on Christmas. So I always have to watch that one because that one's like super creepy and yet super cool at the same time. So that's always great.
I don't watch too many like TV shows, but I will say I do watch like Gremlins.
Gremlins is awesome at Christmas.
For Christmas?
It's a Christmas movie. It takes place during Christmas.
And for some reason...
Die Hard? Yeah!
Lately, Elf. We watch every year now.
Elf
we
is
watch
hilarious,
Elf
dude.
Every
I
year.
I love that movie.
I also like watching A Christmas Carol with George C. Scott.
Mickey Mouse's Christmas
Carol?
You
George C. Scott?
You always watch that?
Mm-hmm. Like from 84 or whatever. It's got the dude from Cheers, who was Robin Colcourt, plays his nephew, Cratchit.
And Scrooged.
Scrooged is what I was getting ready to say. I love Scrooged, too. That's a good one.
Oh, and Jingle All the Way.
Absolutely. I can't believe I forgot that. No, seriously, that is a must-watch every
year. I was hoping that one would pass.
No, we watch Jingle All the Way every year because of its absurdity.
And we watch it about 3 times a year.
Jingle All the Way! Oh, dude, I love that movie, dude. It's hilarious.
You would.
It's so ridiculous. Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cooper, Thunder, Blitzen! I could do this all day! He's Turbo Time.
That's a cinematic classic.
Yeah, it's amazing. Oh. All right, number three. Do you have any specific holiday traditions that you share with your friends and family every year? Watching Jingle All the Way.
We always have dinner and watch movies with our friends.
Trying to duck out when Danny's watching Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, we do kind of have like a Christmas movie slash dinner thing every year. And, I don't know. Like, we always do, like, you know...
Drive around, look at Christmas lights.
We do Black Friday every year, and then we usually always set up the Christmas tree that same day. Yeah. So that's always kind of our thing.
Yep.
I don't know. Do you have anything specific?
We do our gift exchange for us.
Yeah, well, we've got that. Yeah. Yep, that's been a tradition the last couple...
Two years now?
3 years.
3 years?
It's been
three years now.
Uh-huh. Well, this will be the third time?
One. Two.
Yeah, this will be the third
time. Yeah, because the other one was...
First one was here, and then the second one was
The first one was in It Figures. The second one was with that new toy smell. Now we're going to be back on It Figures.
Oh, right, because that was the first video It Figures that we ever did.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
That's an oldie.
Yep.
And a goodie.
See if you can find it.
What is on each of your holiday wish lists for this year? My personal list includes a Nintendo 3DS.
Got it.
A snarf load of games. Got I like it. That, a snarf load. The complete series DVD sets for Beast Wars and the Real Ghostbusters, and a couple of Mega Man mangas. Personal list this year. I'm having a real hard time, actually, this year, coming up with things I want, crazy enough. And there's, like, a few things. Like, I asked her to get me, like, the Mega Man D-Arts figures, because I like those, but I can't ever get myself to buy them. So I was like, that'd be a good gift. You can buy that for me. But mostly I've been telling people, like, give me money, because I want to buy, like, camera and stuff. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't, like, there's a lot of people, like, on me right now about getting the list together.
Yeah.
And I, like, I have no idea. I like gift certificates. Like I said, eBay, you know. Those are always a win. Pizza, food, that's always good, you know.
Pizza.
You know, Little Caesars.
That's what he, pizza. Yeah, he's always got those gift cards eats. Every year. Yeah.
That's all I eat. I run on
Kellen's food of choice.
Pizza boats.
Pizza boats.
I'm always good for Tron toys.
Tron!
Pretty much. Actually, this year, I got shelves. I got them already. I got 10 heavy-duty metal shelves.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And two smaller ones that Very my kids cool. already stole for their rooms. But, But yeah, that was my dad's like, this will be your Christmas. And I'm like, okay. And I was thinking he was bringing over like four or five. But now my garage is full of pre-assembled metal shelves.
That's awesome.
So I have to move into the house and figure out. And the problem is they're going in the basement where I have all my toys. But of course, all the toys are like piled up. So I have to find a place I can set up a shelf so I can move stuff and put them on the shelves. So I try to make room that I can put another shelf down. So I can put stuff on the shelf so I can make room to put another shelf down. So it's kind of an ongoing process. But shelves.
That's shelves. What do you got, Christina? Pizza boats again.
I really want the Mario 3DS game.
Ah, yes.
And Lennox's.
Mario 3D Land or whatever
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, Lennox's. And
Disney Lennox's.
Disney Magical Collection year. Figures.
Yeah. Same kind of stuff I get her every year. That's what she wants.
Well, yeah, in a divorce.
Oh, harsh, dude. Oh, no. Jar Jar attack.
Oh, okay.
Too soon.
I got that wrong. It's not a divorce. Sorry, I don't read.
All right, finally, to invoke Lord Killen's mighty wisdom yet again, what do bandages and Rhino Reynolds like to do at Christmas time?
They like to carol.
Do they now?
Yeah. I want them to come
to
my house.
So they stop, like, what, fighting? Because weren't they fighting last time we talked about them?
Yeah, they're always fighting, but they tend to get together every year on the 24th, of course.
Of course.
And that's the day they can kind of, you know, lick their wounds and lick some...
They lick each other's
wounds? Lick
their
wounds.
No, it's a term. Not okay, lick. Not okay. Physically
got
lick.
Got it, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Sometimes.
You never know.
They can, you know, kind of let their wounds heal and then give each other the gift of company and joy. And spread the cheer throughout the entire land.
All right. Sounds great.
They do. It's not amazing by any means, but it is kind of sweet.
Not amazing, but it's kind of sweet. It is kind of sweet. You're right. All right. Sweeney Todd, 1992, says, hey, guys and gal.
Hey.
Like you said in a past episode, Bandai will come out with another figure for the 8-inch Thundercats Classics line. So do you think that they will still keep doing that while at the same time they're releasing the 6-inch Classics line, or are they just going to release that one figure and stop? They said that the 8-inch line is going to continue in some sort of like exclusive fashion, but they haven't said exactly what that means yet. So I would assume that they're going to at least continue the 8-inch figures until they complete the main team before just stopping it, but I have no idea how they're going to release them.
Or there will be a riot. For the people who started.
Yeah, I would think so. Because everybody's already mad about the Switch. So, all right, Lars573 says, I'm taking Dan's advice and reposting my rant. I guess, oh, he posted last week and we didn't get to it.
Oh.
So this is Lars573's rant on the G.I. Joe subscription.
Put some emotion in it.
How about
when
you read his rant this time?
I'm going to read it this time. I'm going to read it. I didn't skip it. We just ran out of time.
We ran out of time. We set the time, but we ran out of time.
Okay. Right. Alright, he says, I like some of what Fun Publications is doing with the subscription service, but my casual Joe collector nature means I'll have to pony up $50 that these will run on the secondary market for the four that I want. Dice, Jinx, Big Boa, and Ironclaw. Especially since Fub Publication Transformer offerings for this year are freaking classic style battle chargers. Run amok and runabouts. Based on the generation's Wheeljack body with a new freaking head.
Brother.
What a bunch of crap. We're ad-libbing now. So that's where my monies for the premium collector figures are going, which is what a lot of the people complaining are missing the mark on. These are actual premium collector figures, not some BS premium collector edition sold at Wally World for a dollar or two more than normal, but real higher price due to smaller and singular production runs premium figures. This is the niche what Fun Publication has carved for the Joe and Transformers collector clubs. Figures that Hasbro had either thought about and canned, like the Nanobat, or were not going to do anytime soon or ever. Because of the character's obscurity or the amount of new parts to do the character proper justice. So really, us collectors have two choices. Buy them at two times retail or eBay prices afterwards, or don't and hope that the ones the FUB publications didn't make new parts for might see releases by Hasbro someday.
Yeah, because you ain't going to find that at your mother's Dollar General, brother.
Yeah, bro.
Was that a question anywhere?
That was just a rant. All right, but then he goes on to say, to lighten things up after my rantings, here's a question.
Do it.
Oh, wise Lord Killen. Who would be the victor in a duel on the field of honor between Bandages the Mummy and Rhino Reynolds hopped up on the Titan formula?
Well, first of all, let's understand one thing. There is no field of honor when those two fight. There is a field of shame.
Oh, I'm crying.
Who would win? You know, it's a toss-up. Flip a coin.
Flip a coin. What's it say? Good answer, bro. Good answer.
I don't want to get too involved because that's a long conversation, and you know, who's to say
we don't want to cut out anybody else's
rants.
Who's
to say is tomato and tomato? You know what I mean? It's
what?
Whoever you like is who's.
Oh yeah, yeah, potato, potato. Got it.
Chowder. Clearly.
All right,
it's chowder.
They go. Oh, I will say this though: if it was a competition about Thunderdome, you know, two men enter, one man leave. Master Blaster wins every time. He will shut off the power but to Watertown.
Wait. I don't think he was in the original equation. How did he win?
No, he's in every equation.
Okay, got it.
You just have to keep dissecting.
He keeps the town running.
Master Blaster. All right, next one comes from Albatraz, who says, hey guys, me here needing answers to my three questions. I love the Mattel DC Superheroes Amigo-style toys. On the 1970s
You're
commercials, they were marketed as action figures, but what are today's standards? Are they action figures, or are they dolls, or are they both? Dolls.
That was a dirty lie that they told children to get them to buy dolls. They said, hey, we'll call them an action figure, but we know better today. Those are dolls. Do not be taken in by this cruel and heartless trick by these corporate fat cats. If you need to occupy, you occupy the action figure aisle and you tell them, no more dolls!
Occupy.
No more dolls!
Occupy.
No more dolls!
Oh my god.
So listen here, little Miss Sally.
Little Miss Sally. Is that how you feel about the 12-inch G.I. Joes, too?
Yeah, they're for girls.
Because they coined the action figure term for the G.I. Joe, right?
Right, but that was part of the dirty trick.
Yeah.
Conspiracy. It's an old one.
It wasn't until later, when they found the Dead Sea Scroll translations, that they said, hey, these are dolls. They need to be smaller and not have cloth clothes.
Oh, and then they fixed it.
Right. Keep reading the bios, man.
Keep reading the bios.
Logistics.
All right, he says, I used to collect Marvel Legends, and I never got into the DC Universe because of how cartoony the figures looked, with their bright colors and out-of-proportion sculpts. Really?
Yeah.
You really think that?
Terrible sculpts.
He says, I like,
he does like dolls.
I like Marvel Legends because of their more serious look and better articulation.
No, it doesn't say serious. It says series. Because of their more serious look.
He meant serious.
You don't know anything.
But I've always wondered, what if Mattel did Marvel and Hasbro Toy Biz did DC?
Toy Biz did DC.
He means like the Legends style. So basically he's saying, what do you think, how would things be different if Toy Biz / Hasbro did DC Universe Classics and Mattel did Marvel Legends?
I think that's a way better. I would rather that happened, actually.
Well, man, dude, people really choose sides between Marvel Legends and DC Classics. I know that. And I've said before that personally, I think that a lot of the newer DC Universe Classics figures are better than a lot of the old Marvel Legends figures. And the last time I said that, a bunch of people got mad at me, but that's how I feel.
Well, they're wrong.
So I think that if Mattel was making Marvel Legends in the style of DC Universe Classics, I would like that quite a bit. I think that would be really cool. I like Marvel Legends fine, and some Marvel Legends figures are really cool, but I prefer DC Classics.
I, on the other hand, hate DC in this universe.
Oh,
they can burn.
What?
Aww.
No.
Bat guy and
Bat guy.
The guy that runs fast and
Quicksilver.
The dude that talks to fish. Whatever.
Yeah, Quicksilver.
Namor. The guy who talks to fish.
Yeah, Namor, the Submariner.
Oh yeah, Namor.
Yeah. That DC guy.
DC guy Namor.
Yeah. All I know is you got a lot more street cred when you're Namor than when you're the other guy.
Well, yeah, because everyone thinks you're Spock.
I'm an underwater Vulcan.
I can fly. I have wings on my feet.
Yeah, I have wings on my feet. All right, his last question is, with your toy buying, do you have other hobbies that you stopped or put on hold because you wanted a toy more than to finish the hobby?
Well, my only hobbies were booze and pornography. And,
and you
they have
stop.
Not come to a standstill.
They have not stopped. They have not stopped. No.
What's AOL goth or time limit? You were good.
Yeah, since I didn't have to buy a magazine to get the CD to get online anymore. I mean,
no more 2,000 minutes a month. We're through that.
Yeah, I don't know. I never stopped any other hobbies to start toy collecting.
That's because toy collecting is your only hobby.
Well, it's not my only hobby.
It's clearly your only hobby.
Oh, clearly.
Well, you did quit smoking. So
I stopped. Yes, I stopped smoking.
Recreational smoking.
Eight packs a day.
You would have a cigar one time.
He does smoke his cigars up in his big
save
corner
money.
Office now.
In my big corner office. At work. That's right. That's right.
Playing golf.
Money bag.
Oh, yeah. This soda's making me very belchy.
Don't change the subject when we're talking about you smoking cigars.
Okay, sorry. My bad.
She said.
Next question's from Quinstar. He says, hey guys and gal, two questions for you busy people. Number one, with Chief Carnivus, I found that he was a fantastic figure for Masters Classics, and I don't understand why he is unpopular. Do you think it is the character coming from the 2000X series, or the fact that he was only seen four times in that series?
Who's that?
The Thundercat of the Masters of the Universe realm.
Who's that?
Yeah, you know.
I think both of
Pawpaw McFurry Pants.
Oh, that guy.
Pawpaw McFurry Pants.
Yeah, he sucks.
Both of his reasons why? Yes, both those reasons.
I think it could be a mixture of both. I don't necessarily think it's because he's from 2000X, because a lot of people like that. I think it's just more that he was a very minor character in that series that was basically a background guy. And when they revealed him, there was a lot of people that were like, who? Because they just weren't familiar with him, you know, just being a background character. So
he also doesn't look like any of the other Masters figures. I mean, they all have kind of like this muscular, you know, professional wrestler base. And he's just like the villain from Wing Commander 3. And you're just like, why is he in this? It doesn't match with anything else in the line.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. Because
even the other Optic from the 2000X line, people like him because he's cool. He's a big buff dude with a giant eyeball head.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, that's cool. But then you have this big, like, cat dog.
And
people
dog.
Don't, they're just, eh, whatever.
But he does have his own version of the Sword of Omens.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A better version.
All right, second question is, do you think that in the new DC All-Stars line, they will have more accessories with there being no collect and connect figure, or will we be getting stiffed with one figure and a nice high non-2008 price tag?
Yes.
I think that is absolutely right. I bet there's
It'll
no...
It'll save money.
Yep.
There's no reason for them to not make the extra profit.
Yep. They will take away the collect and connect. They will not add anything else, and you'll pay the same price. Guarantee it. Guaranteed.
But the slave labor in China who makes the toys, they'll get an extra half nickel a year.
Oh, that's good.
Half nickel? That's good.
Yeah. Wouldn't nickels too?
Yeah. Well, how do you get them in half? You got to cut a metal nickel in half? Come on.
They're paper.
It's true.
Oh, okay.
Well, IOUs, half nickels.
Only. Only. It's your only.
You only get paid every other year, you get the whole nickel. So you got to work 2 years to get paid.
All right, so the next one is from Cavalier, who says, hi, Dan, Scotty, and company.
Wow, you whiffed on that one big time.
Scotty is not here. All right, he says, his question/suggestion is, I'm wondering if anyone at Pop Culture Network will be reviewing the Transformers Rescue Bots line. A couple weeks ago, I posted a question to the members regarding this line and the Rescue Heroes line because I was considering either for my 4-year-old nephew. After not hearing anything, I did my own research, and I opted to buy the Rescue Bots. Now, I've left the toys in the packages. I got Bumblebee, Heatwave, and Optimus Prime. From what I've seen, they are really easy for little hands and develop motor skills of all kinds. Plus, they have human partners with transforming gear. I'm thinking for the guys with little kids, maybe you can test the line and get your kids' opinions, whether they like them and what they think. Hmm. I don't know, guys with kids.
Yeah, what about you two?
Do any of you plan to buy any of the rescue bots or rescue heroes and check them out? Or would you be willing to?
How would your son like them?
What are they?
They're the Transformers, the little kid Transformers that are out now.
He's got regular Transformers. I don't think he'd go to the sucky one.
Well, your kid's actually at the age for
he's
regular
seven.
Transformers.
He's yeah. about, he's, yeah. Well, he's six, so he's about to turn seven. So he's beyond that, and my daughter probably wouldn't care.
And
so.
If it's not princesses, your daughter will.
Yeah, if it's so not fast. Pink or has a crown on his head, my daughter doesn't care. She's four, but she just doesn't care. Yeah. She would play with them, though. For sure she would play with them.
Are those the ones that look...
I bet my niece wouldn't play with them.
They look like the... Like the ones they do with all the different toy lines?
No, these are the newer ones. They're a little bigger. They actually are big Transformers that have humans with them.
What was that move again?
That's pretty... Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Every toy...
They're all box-looking.
Yeah.
I do think a lot of those kid version of the lines are cool, but I probably won't be picking any of them up. If I had kids, maybe. But I tell you, man, like we said last week, if I had kids, the things I'd be buying are definitely Imaginext stuff.
Well, if someone walked up to me and said, here, have your kids play with these and let me know what you think, then sure, I'd let them play with them and I'd tell you what they think. But I don't think it's anything I'm going to go out and spend money on.
If I had a son, I probably would buy those.
But if he was four.
Yeah. Yeah, four or five. You know, 3 to 6, probably. He'd probably play with
3?
Sure.
Yeah, 3.
Really?
I would say 3 would probably be fine for those.
I guess I just see them as
Philip's already reading Pokemon manga, so
yeah,
he's kind of beyond the little kid toys.
Well, you guys are super smart.
He's reading at third grade level in the first grade, huh?
Ooh.
You still read at second grade level, and you're 38 years old.
Whoa.
So, first of all, I'm 46. And I don't read because reading's for dumb.
Reading's for dumb. I agree.
So there you go.
All right, next question is from Shugi002. He says, hey guys, how's it going? Oh, pretty good.
Thanks for asking. I'm glad to know that you care.
How are you? So I just want to ask you guys, who is your favorite G1 Transformer character? And how about the 3 Transformers movies that Michael Bay did?
Yeah!
Did you guys enjoy those 3 movies? For me, it's okay. I'm still not satisfied with the 3 movies. For me, Michael Bay should put Ultra Magnus and the Stunticons and... There are so many great characters that should be put in the movies. What are your guys' opinions?
It doesn't say you're. It says you are.
That's internet talk for
you.
You
just incited the grammar police.
Yes.
And you should watch what you do when you post.
Dirt is the grammar police, for sure. I don't know if I have much of an opinion on my favorite G1 Transformer character.
Who's your favorite one?
Didn't watch a lot of Transformers.
You know,
okay,
Soundwave. He looked like a cassette player. His
that
rocket,
is your favorite.
His rocket launcher turned into AA batteries that went in the battery compartment, and the tapes would actually go inside and come out. He was the all around perfect toy, and he would transform into the robot, and all the pieces made sense.
I would also say Soundwave, if I had to choose. I've got that San Diego Comic-Con exclusive that came out a couple years ago, and I think that is awesome. So yeah, Soundwave is probably gets my vote too.
Mine's the little one that was in the purse.
That is not a G1 Transformer.
Really?
That's a Michael Bay creation.
I love the movies.
That's what's called
the Transformers. They know nothing about the Transformers.
For her, that is the first generation.
Yeah,
Christina.
That's true. She's 12, so she doesn't go back that far.
She likes the Transformers movies.
I do. But I don't know anything about Transformers.
I like the Constructicons. They're my favorite.
The Constructicons? You know, and as far as the movies go, I liked the first one okay. I thought it was kind of cool. And when I saw it in the theater, it was a full theater. And you could tell there was a lot of Transformers fans in there. And they were, like, really excited. Like, when the movie ended, they all stood up and clapped and everything. So I was kind of like, this is kind of cool. I'm glad
on the internet and got all fancy.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I watched it, and I thought it was pretty cool. And I think my favorite part of those movies still is that Peter Cullen's voicing Optimus Prime. Just because when he talks, that just feels... I mean, that's awesome. That's a cool
Although he
sound.
Does sound much older. He does. Like, you can tell that he's much older.
But it's still cool because it's like, wow, that actually is Optimus Prime talking, you know?
Too bad it doesn't look anything like the real Optimus Prime.
I know. I'm not a fan of the Michael Bay designs. I thought the movies got progressively worse as they went. I didn't like 2.
Mm-hmm. Is it 2 the one with the little guy that I
Yes, 2.
That's my favorite.
2 is the one that was full of all kinds
the
of
two little racist
jokes and,
bots.
Yeah, lots of yeah. stupid humor.
2 is by far the worst.
2 is the worst
of
the
like
3.
I like
3. 3 is my favorite.
3 is a...
Why are you even here?
3 is my favorite.
To make you mad.
It's working.
It's working.
All right. You get a promotion.
Your beard's poking.
Yeah, I know. It's coming through on this side pretty well.
All right. Next one is from our friend Commander-in-Chief.
Hi, Commander-in-Chief.
Who says, here's something non-Joe related from me.
Woo!
What is the song you use for your opening? Why, that is actually a version of the old That New Toy Smell theme song that is composed by our friend Matt Hallett.
Hi, Matt.
Who you can check out at matthallett.com.
One T.
Yes, one
M-A-T.
T. M-A-T-H-O-W-L-E-T-T. Wow. MattHallett.com. He actually
we're plowing through. Wait, where are we again? Oh no, there we go. There's the end.
He actually does a lot of the music for a lot of our stuff, and you can actually get free downloads from his website. So you should check him out.
He's awesome.
And let him know
too.
That you like his stuff.
He's also one of those guys that we've turned to a number of times, and we're like, hey, do you think maybe you could? Oh man, I'm so busy. I got 30,000. Here you go. Here's 5 tracks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's always been there for me. So huge shout out to Matt. All right, here we go. We got some people talking about Gundam stuff now, and here we go. Here's a question.
Bangor.
Batman 91939 says, "Hey guys."
I don't know. I like 91939.
I
better.
Love, I love it. Figures, and I love the fan corner. Here's my questions. I have 2. Number 1, what do you guys and Gal think of the Avengers setup films, and are you guys and Gal looking forward to the Avengers? Because I am.
Yes.
I like them, but at the same time, Iron Man 2 felt a lot like an Avengers prequel and not like its own sequel.
I agree. Iron Man 2, I liked it fine, but it was definitely a setup for Avengers more than any of those movies have been.
And Thor was one that I thought was okay, but again, it just felt like a lot of introduction, and there's a guy, so you know who he is when he's in the Avengers.
Yeah.
But it didn't feel very special on its own.
I didn't think I was going to like Thor at all. Because I don't really care about Thor. Mm. So I guess since I had that mentality going into it, I was pleasantly surprised with Thor.
I agree. I didn't think I'd like it as much as I did.
This is Thor. This is Green Lantern. Thor.
I would disagree on that.
I still haven't seen Green Lantern.
But still, it's like Iron Man 1.
Iron Man 1 was so good.
It was so great. And then so Iron Man good. 2 comes out and it's like, eh. And then Thor comes out and it's like, I don't know that I would ever watch Thor again. It was okay. I'd much rather watch the first Iron Man.
Have you seen Captain America yet?
No, actually,
I really liked Captain
that
America.
That was really good.
Really like Captain America. So,
if you smack my every time I walk by, I'm like,
it's my second favorite out of that group. But Iron Man is still tops for sure. The first Iron Man was so good, and it was so surprising. You know, I did not expect Iron Man to be that awesome, but it was super good.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and here's the problem: like they're setting up this movie and they're making it big. I hope they don't screw it up.
Man, I hope Avengers is gonna be cool.
I want it
to be good so bad. Yeah. All right, number 2. What do you guys and Gal think of Batman Arkham Asylum and Batman Arkham City?
Love them.
Love them! Arkham City was so good. You gotta play that one still, don't you?
I have to borrow it from somebody.
Oh, it's so
John won't let me borrow it until I find his Uncharted 2 to return to him. I gave him my Uncharted 1, but he noticed the difference.
Yeah, I know. That's
I still
so
gotta
funny.
Find that, too.
He's like, why do I have 2 copies of the same game?
You know you can't trick him with stuff like that.
No, actually, I tricked him fine. It was his wife who was like, why do you have 2 copies of the same game?
Yeah, he said, she goes, why do you have 2 of the same game? And he was like, no, one's Uncharted 1 and one's Uncharted 2. And she goes, oh, why do they make the boxes look exactly the same? And he goes, wait, what?
Like, I love how he took it home and put it on the shelf right next to the other one and turned and walked away. And never once did it register. That's identical to the one I'm sliding it right next to.
I know. That's so funny.
But then how did she figure it out? She doesn't play video games.
I don't know.
Because she was 38 feet away, and suddenly some light glistened off, and she went,
that's the same. That looks the same.
John, in that room over there on the other side of the house, in the West Wing.
The West Wing.
Why do you have 2 copies of the same game on the 3rd shelf from the bottom?
It was in a mansion. Yeah.
Well, he lives in a palatial estate, but it's all split ranch. So it's kind of
what estate?
Palatial.
Oh, I thought you said palatial.
No, that's where I'm moving, dude.
All right, here we go. Last one for the day. It comes from CXB452. It says, before I post my question, I just want to say thank you for the show each and every week. It really makes me look forward to the drive to work Wednesday morning. Awesome.
Hopefully you have a 2-hour drive.
So my question revolves around obsession. Has there ever
nice
been
cologne? Enjoy the commercials.
Yes. Has there ever been a figure that you had to have, no matter the cost or difficulty in procuring? Something that you just had to have and were willing to do anything to get. To give some kind of perspective here, I'll cite a personal example. When I was 5, I broke 3 of my father's AMT Star Trek models. The Enterprise, the Romulan Warbird, and the Klingon Bird of Prey. I wasn't scared, but more sad that I broke something of my dad's and that he was disappointed. Over the years, I tried filling in that hole with Star Trek presents and things, but I could never find those model kits. I bought him figures, movies, tickets to conventions, and all sorts of Trek minutia. Still could not
find...
To
get on your shoe when you walk through the field of cows.
Oh, okay. Still could not find this 3-starship model kit. Finally, a week ago, I stopped by my local comic book store, and there they had an original, still wrapped in original plastic cellophane. I'm 31 years old, and I've spent most of my life looking for this. So I ask, is there anything you want that would inspire this kind of dedication or obsession?
Well, did you buy it?
I would assume that he bought it.
How much was it? Was it
ridiculous? Because it says, would you buy it for any price?
Hope it was ridiculous?
I hope it was like $4,000.
Why would you hope this on this poor guy?
No.
He was trying to do it wrong.
And it was the week his alimony was due.
Or at least you
and it was the week
that at least
Uncle Rick was going to the hospital. And
Uncle Rick. That's his name now. Uncle Rick.
Tough time.
Well, at least you also wished he was a millionaire. That's nice of you.
Just for that day, and then you go back to being
okay. I don't know if I have anything that I would be that dedicated to get.
What's the most you ever spent on a toy? Let's try that one.
That is, I don't think I can.
On one toy?
Yeah, one single item. Like, you know, maybe it's a vintage toy you just spent a ridiculous amount.
That's the thing. I've never spent a ridiculous amount of money on a toy because I've got a limit where, like,
there's
got
to be the one that you paid.
I'm telling you, the thing I'm going
to
end up...
If your mosquito died somehow, how much would you pay to replace it?
Well, I would have to pay at least $50 to replace it.
But that's still in the realm of...
And that's still, like, I can justify that if it's something
it's
like...
It's not $200.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there has to be a toy you spent, like...
I just don't think there is, man. I don't think there's anything in my collection that I've spent a couple hundred dollars on. Like, if and when I buy Eternia... I thought that I was going to be buying Scott's, but ever since we had that discussion, it's never come back up.
Well,
so
I
don't know what's going on there, but that will end up being the thing I've spent the most money on in my whole collection. I guarantee it, because I don't know. I'm a deal hunter. When I'm looking for vintage toys, I buy things at toy shows when they're really cheap. I don't spend a lot of money when
I think the most I've ever spent at one time. Is I bought a whole bunch of muscle figures off a guy who lived in Hawaii, and he had them in the big blue boxes. If you remember, they had the 4 lines of muscle figures in the big blue boxes.
Yes.
And we were getting ready for That New Toy Smell episode 2, part 3, whatever, which one I was doing that. I was doing muscle, and I wanted just the blue boxes, but of course you can't just buy the boxes, you have to buy them with the figures. I had tons of the figures, but I needed those blue boxes, so I ended up paying. Because they were coming from Hawaii, the shipping was ridiculous because they're huge. And then 4 of them in a box. So I ended up paying overall, it was about $112 for the toys and the shipping to get them in. That's probably the most I've ever paid.
And that's actually a pretty good example of a different sort of dedication. Because you know what? We spent a lot of money buying toys for That New Toy Smell.
Yes, we did.
So there's
which
a,
is part of the reason
there's a level
why my
of,
wife hates me.
Yeah, there's a different level of dedication
why
for you.
Why my children have no shoes?
We yeah. Yeah, we spent a lot of money tracking things down like that just that we
PayPal
could get
to nmwdirt@gmail.com.
his kids need shoes.
I don't know. PayPal a couple $100
to be on. Well, on
beer research.
On that note, I think that's a really good question that we can project back out to our viewers and listeners.
The most you paid.
Yes. Why don't we do
or
this?
What is the one thing?
We'll set up.
Or the one thing you'd be willing to pay for.
I'll be starting up the new Fan Corner thread for next week's episode. So why don't we start with that? Why don't you guys tell us how much you've spent? What's the most you've spent on a single toy in your collection?
And we'll make fun of you for it next week.
Yeah, and we'll discuss your stories on next week's episode.
But we'll add this caveat. It has to be... Like you said, like if you bought a hot toy, you're going to spend $200. And that's the cost of the item, so it's not a big deal. But if you just wanted those blue boxes and you had to spend a ridiculous amount of money to attain something of little value, that's a more realistic, you know...
Better answer to the question?
Right. You're answering, saying that I was willing to spend...
Yeah,
extra money
on something that's not even remotely worth that amount.
Yeah.
Because I desperately need it.
I want to know. I think this could... Hopefully this will bring in some really cool stories. I really want to hear some cool stuff.
Kind of makes me sad now.
Actually. Yeah? Yeah. Awesome.
That dumb show.
Stupid show.
Stupid toys. I hate toys.
I do too. I'm done with toys.
No, you shut your mouth.
Don't talk about toys.
The day will never come.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up this week's episode then. So, guys, if you want to participate, you want to ask your own questions, you got your own stories you want to submit, head on over to popculturenetwork.com, click on the forums. There is an It Figures forum in there with the Fan Corner thread where you can post your own questions. While you are at popculturenetwork.com, make sure you check out all of our original content posted every day, featuring videos, podcasts, and all kinds of cool things on toys and comic books and more. And you can check out our official store at, what's our store again?
ShopPCN.
ShopPCN.com. I don't know why I always forget the URL.
Really?
ShopPCN.com. You know what? I only forget it like every third episode or something like that. I do it fine.
Why don't you throw out the voicemail line number?
What? I don't know what that
go
is.
Go ahead, throw it out there for people.
No, 217.
Yep.
555.
No.
62-boo-skibbity-boo.
217-953-4025. That number again, 217-953-4025. And remember, this is a voicemail line. No one's going to answer, so please don't go, hello, hello, hello. And also, we are not going to call you back. So, well, except Gavin. We called him back a couple times. But when you can't log into the forums because you can't read the squiggly word thing to, you know, figure out a password or whatever like that, we're not going to call you back randomly at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm sorry, but it's just not going to happen to call you back right then. So just call with questions or comments about our content at the Pop Culture Network, or to just let me know how pretty I am.
Oh.
You're very pretty.
Thanks.
Or you could join us, join our friends on Facebook, us individually, and the Pop Culture Network, and then if you have questions, generally that's the better way to answer the internet chat. I leave mine on constantly, so...
I don't do chat. Sorry.
I do. And I'll talk to you every
man, you know what? Yeah. Facebook, like, turned chat on automatically just recently.
That's cool.
Yeah, I got on my Facebook, like, randomly the other day because I had to check a message or something. And I logged in, and it's like, bam, 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 bam. Hey, Dan. I'm like, what is going on? What is this? Like, why is my chat on? So I turned it off. So sorry.
Yeah, you never replied to me.
Sorry to everybody that I didn't talk to. It freaked me out.
He's a jerk, and he doesn't want to talk to you guys.
Yep, that's exactly what it is. No, I don't want to sit.
He hates his fans.
I don't do online chat.
Selfish Dan. Look, that's what we're calling him.
If you guys want to talk to me, if you want to talk to me, follow me on Twitter. I respond to everybody on Twitter. So do that.
Who does that?
Me. I do that.
Trendy guy.
That's right. Trendy Dan. All right, guys. Well, that's going to wrap up this week's episode of the show. So until next week, I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Stina.
What are you doing?
And I'm not.
See him try to go last.
Yeah, I know.
We're
going
to
have
We'll see you guys next week.
And we're kidding.
I'm not.